The teacher, however, must model not only the use of the writing strategy, but the teacher must clearly model the use of all of the self-regulation procedures that have now been discussed with students or that will come into play after modeling has been done. This teacher also has to model handling difficulty, handling frustration, wanting to quit, because these are the things the teacher knows that the students in that classroom will deal with. For example, if I have a student who has low tolerance for frustration, I am definitely going to incorporate into my modeling some statements like, I can do this if I try, just calm down and think. If I have a student who really dislikes writing, I am going to model something like, I really don't feel like doing this, but it's important, and I have a trick. I know I can do this. These students come to us all too good at self-punishment. In fact, they often begin writing tasks with statements like, I'm no good at writing, I hate writing, I don't like to do this, I wish I didn't have to do this. We discuss with students how that sort of talk to themselves, that thinking in their head, how they feel about the task, their dislike for the task, how it gets in their way of performing. If you're starting out with that negative set of self-statements and affect, it's going to be much harder to do this task.